Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. How long have you lived in Homer? Like most Homer residents, I've answered and asked this question many times over the years. And maybe, like me, it's a question that you're a little tired of hearing. But what about this one? How long have people lived in Homer? Or, more broadly, how long have humans lived in the Kachemak Bay area? To answer that, we'll have to turn the clocks way back. Back before Russian exploration, back before the Roman Empire, back before the Egyptian pyramids were built, back before the development of agriculture. Look around at the place you're sitting or driving or standing. Now picture it encased in ice, as it would have been 20,000 years ago. This was the last glacial maximum, the time in the last ice age where glaciers were at their biggest. What is now Cook Inlet was then mile-high glacial ice. We didn't live here yet, and neither did the plants or animals we would have depended on for survival. But in parts of western and interior Alaska, the climate was too dry for glaciers to form. So instead of ice fields, there were landscapes full of plants and animals. Imagine places like Fairbanks as a grassy savanna, with wildlife like bison, lions, and ancient horses. Because so much water was frozen on land in places like Homer, there was less water in the oceans. That meant that the shallower parts of the ocean, such as the Bering Sea, were dry and open for business. The grassy savanna of western and interior Alaska stretched west into what is now Siberia and east into what is now Canada. This enormous stretch of land, called Beringia, was home to all sorts of wildlife, including humans. Humans, along with many other species such as caribou, crossed into Beringia from the Siberian side. They likely spent thousands of years living in the shrubby tundra that stretched in between Siberia and Alaska before continuing on their migration into Alaska and beyond. Meanwhile, ancient camels and horses crossed from the Alaskan side into the Siberian side, eventually moving further into Asia, Europe, and Africa. The first Alaskans had arrived. Let's fast forward to about 13,000 years ago. The climate was warming, glaciers were melting, sea levels were rising, and Homer was changing. Instead of a big ice cube, the region looked more similar to the land we live on today. The newly formed Homer Spit reached out across Kachemak Bay, and coastal tundra plants began chipping away at rocky shorelines and the Kenai Mountains. Around this same time, in other parts of the world, people were developing agriculture for the first time. So when did humans first come to Kachemak Bay? Well, the oldest archaeological site in Kachemak Bay is about 8,000 years old. That's 5,000 years before ancient Greece. That archaeological site is located on Aurora Spit, directly across the bay from Eveline State Recreation Site. To date, this is the oldest archaeological site in south-central Alaska. The archaeologists did not find enough evidence to suggest an ethnic group for the people who lived there, but there are many other archaeological sites around Kachemak Bay, from the Aleutic Sukpyak people and the Dena'ina people, who continue living here today. In comparison, the oldest record of spruce trees in Kachemak Bay is from 6,000 years ago. That's at least 2,000 years after humans came here. In a place with intact ecosystems and a low population density like Alaska, it can be easy to look around and picture this place without people. But in reality, humans have been living here as part of the ecosystems since before the first forests grew here. This is Sarah Lily Stein, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.